muy, I love you.
You almost got us killed. Are you brainless?
I speak.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent. Now get out of here.
Welcome to Nutty Debate an Amendment. Basically, Tech, Nutty, that would be me, and Serial Killer, we kind of got together over the phone and we realized that after we released our nutty debate over who is the most ineffectual character in sci-fi, okay, we also realized it because we got a lot of feedback, we completely missed a glaringly obvious character. And I think, I claim that my reason for missing it is it's a repressed memory. It was far too painful for me to think about this character, and so that's why I didn't think of him. But it's Jar Jar Binks. So before we start, why don't you guys say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, say hello and tell people who you are so they remember whose voice is whose.
All right. Hello, I am Tech.
Hello, I am the Serial Killer. I think that's the name I used the last time. Damn, where
yes,
did my brain
go? That's the name that you are using on these and how you're linked to from the blog.
Right.
Because you have a link directly to your YouTube channel. So that means put out more stuff. I almost cursed on my own podcast. That's PG rated.
Nice cover. Oops. It almost became put out more taco.
Taco. Burrito. I wonder if the listeners have noticed that yet. Nobody's made a comment. Anyway. So Jar Jar Binks. Terrible. Ineffectual. Worst ever. Bad character. As a character, period. Because he was obnoxious. And kind of crappy. Like, the only thing he did was introduce Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon to the Gungans, and the only time we ever saw the Gungans was, like, the end of the episode one, and, like, I don't know. Did they need them? Maybe. But they didn't need Jar Jar.
Well, I can't believe I'm actually gonna defend George Lucas. Oh, what is wrong with me? Jar Jar was a gamble, and like every gamble, there's a chance that you lose. And, well, George lost. He wanted to try to recapture the Ewoks and use this new computer technology to make a sort of a lovable character that the kids would want to go out and spend bazillions of dollars on action figures and buy, you know, the cereal. And although we all know that Admiral Ackbar makes a much better cereal.
Now with 50% more squid.
Yeah, and brine shrimp.
It's a tarp.
It's a tarp, exactly. So why was he ineffective? Because he failed on every level. The only thing he's memorable, the only memorable thing of the character is that he was awful.
He did give the Empire all the control.
All right.
He was the one in the Senate that said, okay, this is what we need to do.
Well, if I may, I'm going to go out on another limb here because I was the one who introduced the most useless character in all of science fiction. I would rather
We didn't get bad feedback for, by the way.
I would rather have Jar Jar Binks on my side any day than Boba Fett. I will tell you why. Because Jar Jar saw more combat than Boba Fett ever did in the movies.
And he
was
a
Gungan general. And he fought and did not end up in a Sarlacc pit. That is correct. He stepped up, manned up, and
again,
did what he needed to do.
I really believe that I've repressed a lot of these memories.
I needed to Google search it.
I don't remember much of the fighting in Phantom Menace with Jar Jar, but if I remember correctly, there was more fighting happening from the Gungan King than there was from Jar Jar.
Jar Jar stepped up.
Jar Jar's just crappy. And I understand Tech is right. Lucas was trying to do the whole Ewok thing over again. But here's the deal. Number one, Ewoks, cute little teddy bears. Kids want to snuggle them at night. Who wants to snuggle a lizard that eats things with his tongue? I mean, okay, wait. Rory would object to that. But but the thing is, like, Jar Jar's not cute. Jar Jar's not cuddly. And the Ewoks, they had a whole other language, and it was just gibberish. Whereas Jar Jar is trying to speak English, and it's gibberish. Jar Jar probably would have been better had he not spoken English.
Or another one of the made-up languages that made the Star Wars universe so cool is that every race had its own language. I mean, you got to think, in the whole history of sci-fi, this is the only time I can remember hearing that the NAACP or another one of the big African American associations threatened to sue over what they felt was a racist dig against people from Jamaican descent based on Jar Jar's accent.
Well, and it was also what was that race? The race that was attacking were anti-Asian slurs as well.
But we're straying from the core of this debate. What it was, though, it was who was most useless. And as annoying as he is, as much as I would love to space him, he was more useful than many of the people we talked about, and certainly more useful than the Mandalorian armor rack.
Oh, that is the best name ever, the Mandalorian armor rack, yes. Well, you know, when you... Oh, I guess I can't believe Jar Jar's not going to win this. But no, I guess due to the fact that we still remember him and are actually hosting this debate today, we prove the fact that he's not ineffective.
He's just forgettable.
He was not likable, that's for sure.
Well, okay, here's the deal. There is a fan cut of Phantom Menace out there, and I haven't been able to get it to download properly, but I plan to watch it. And from everyone I know and trust over at Sci-Fi Dig, they tell me that when you watch it, the fan cut basically takes all of Jar Jar's scenes out, and they said that the movie improves by 300%. Now, taking that theory, if we remove Boba Fett, you'd ruin the movie. But just removing Jar Jar improves the movie and doesn't mess up continuity. Therefore, he's useless. He belongs on the cutting room floor.
Likeability, again, is the factor there. It's not usefulness. It's a matter of, okay, yes, he's the guy that you want to kill. He's the guy that you wish wasn't there. He offends people on many levels. But in the context of the...
He doesn't move the story along.
He was the facilitator. He was the clown that introduced people, got that levity as much as it was annoying, and then technically ushered in the Holy Trilogy. He was the one who brought it about by being a dumbass and letting the Emperor have his way. So if anything, he was the reason there were three movies in the first place.
No, I really, I don't agree. I do not agree. Because again, number one, somebody else could have introduced, they could have met the Gungans on their own, whatever. That's the only useful thing. And why he was speaking to the Senate in episode 3, it didn't make any sense. It could have been any number of other people. Why he even had the power to do so was ridiculous. But he's not needed. He, without him, the story continues. And there.
I gotta say one other thing, though. Did Seth Rogen have a giant tattoo of, Boba Fett on his back in Fanboys? Or Boba Fett on him in Fanboys? Or was it Jar Jar Binks?
I think that was the joke.
Doesn't matter. Either way.
That Jar Jar, he's going to be awesome. Full back tattoo. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. No. No, no, no. Speaking of which, it's actually kind of funny. The one of the guys, the guy that owned the van who always dressed like Han Solo in Fanboys, he's in that new movie with Natalie Portman, who is Queen Amidala, and she's playing a princess.
Yeah.
Oh,
she kicks butt and he's
pathetic. Your Highness.
Yes. That wonderfully frat boy looking lowbrow movie that I absolutely have to see.
You have to see it. Have to see it. I love him and Natalie Portman. I mean, come on.
It's Natalie Portman in armor kicking ass. I like all three of those things.
And it looks funny and it'll be really nice to watch that, back to back with Black Swan.
Oh, you know what? Thank you. Someone else just reminded me of my other point, too. Another reason Jar Jar Binks was useful. I'm sorry. I gotta bring it up again. When Padme was just giving up on life, like, I don't know why. Oh, no. She just gave up. Jar Jar stepped in and took her Senate seat. He was there.
I'm pregnant. I can't do anything.
She's lost her will to live. What's your degree in? Poetry? Let's not use the millions of dollars of medical equipment.
Seriously. Step up.
I have to say, episode 3, Padme is useless. And it's not Natalie Portman's fault. It's all Lucas's fault.
And it's not even, she wasn't even useless. She was just offensively horrid.
Like, why? Just because she's pregnant, all of a sudden she's pathetic, weak, and...
Because we've proven it again that George Lucas is a sexist racist.
Ooh.
Oh.
So maybe George Lucas is the most useless thing in sci-fi.
Hey, now we're getting somewhere.
But you know what? Without Lucas, we wouldn't have Star Wars or Indiana Jones.
Well, not like he made it himself. I mean, the whole crew at Industrial Light and Magic and the Muppets and the rest of them, you know, they're all very useful, and they've done many wonderful things for science fiction. Lucas at the helm of the great ship Star Wars, well, she's listing heavily to port and taking on a lot of water.
Well, the original trilogy still holds water, and it still stands, except for the redubbed and changed garbage with Hayden Christensen showing up as sparkly, glowy Vader. That's all wrong, dude. But the original is awesome. It's just the new stuff, honestly. Why couldn't he have asked Joss Whedon to script doctor his script, or at least write the dialogue? How about Kevin Smith? That might have been helpful.
Ooh. Yeah, but there would have been a lot more cursing and possibly a lot more of J-Mu's flashing the audience.
Darth Vader doing goodbye horses.
Yeah. Still would have been better than the Phantom not Menace. A good image.
I need to swear right now and I'm not allowed.
That was probably half of Jar Jar's dialogue, what it was supposed to be.
Would you? I'd frack.
By the way, Jake Lloyd, yeah, not a useless character, but a useless actor. I hate to say it about little kids, but if you notice, he hasn't really done anything since.
Wait, is that the kid that played freaking
young Annie in
episode 1. Wow. Oh, there we go. Jar Jar also gave the most annoying nickname in all of sci-fi away.
Huh? I just realized. I'm sorry. Annie Bobani. Yes, it's very annoying. Jar Jar's not useless. Jar Jar is not useless. He makes Jake Lloyd look less annoying.
A daunting task. I mean, I know cardboard stand-ins that could have done a better job in that movie than Jake Lloyd. I just blew up a spaceship. Woo-hoo.
Honestly, Hayden Christensen was a cardboard stand-in.
Where was Haley Joel Osment when they needed
but
him?
Jake Lloyd?
Yeah. Well, the whole world. Yeah. The whole...
Why did they not use Haley Joel Osment? Was
yeah, success at
the time. It doesn't matter if he's young enough. Look like freaking Dakota Fanning could still play a 10-year-old now.
Can LucasArts go in and refilm the Jake Lloyd scenes and replace Jake Lloyd with someone else?
Well, if they added a digital Gungan, whatever they are, I'm sure they could add in a digital Annie and probably be a lot less annoying than Jake Lloyd. I mean, lessons learned, people.
So the end of this debate amendment is what? That Jar Jar is the most useless, or that we've figured out a use for him?
My vote's still more useful than the Mandalorian armor rack.
The best name ever.
Boba Fett rules, so shut it. You're an idiot.
Boba Fett was cool, not effective.
Tech, your thoughts on Jar Jar?
Useless, horrible, annoying, but memorable, and that means he can't be the worst.
Not that memorable if we all forgot him.
Yeah, but we're having this debate, what, 10 years later?
I didn't forget him because he was more useful than Boba Fett. So, in my defense,
you know, you're gonna get us like pipe bombed.
No, I'm just gonna get me pipe bombed.
I'm surprised. I have to say, nobody has really sent any death threats. Nobody's complained. Although I did lose 5 subscribers, but that could have just been robots that I lost. I didn't really hear any bad feedback about Boba Fett, which honestly, and I, you know, I don't know what to call my listeners. Other than listeners, you sadden me. You need to be flooding Zero Killer's inbox with hate mail because he's wrong.
The Zero Killer YouTube channel, spelt with an X. How whimsical is that? Anyway, yeah, spam him. And definitely send nothing to Tech at the Rantings of a Franting Contradiction, because that would be just wrong, and you all think I'm cool.
And it doesn't exist.
That too. Let's not tell them that.
My channel may be neglected, but at least it's not imaginary.
Tech's very good at the imaginary. All right, so we're going to sign off here, and my opinion is that Jar Jar, I found a use. He is to make Jake Lloyd less annoying. XK believes that he is useful, and Tech keeps forgetting that he's forgettable.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Owen, yes. XK, you're an idiot.
Annie, you're not gonna believe it. Misa are all sparkly glowy. Now Misa gonna have all the dandruff spent again.